Hey, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you. How come you always clock in early, but you're always nowhere to be found when rounds start? Are you just afraid of the big bad boss kicking your ass again and quizzing you specifically? I swear he has it in for you. What do you mean, why? Why are you asking why? You're over here on the other side of the floor. Of course he has it in for you. Every day you're almost late, and you know he's Dr. Punctual. And for some reason, you're still always able to answer all of his questions with little prep. I bet he's just fucking pissed, and he wants to make an example out of you. And ding, are you avoiding my question? Why are you here again? This isn't our rotation. Oh, what you got there? What's that in your hand? Come on, show me. Show me. Oh, let me see. This is what's got you so busy and hiding away here, isn't it? What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I crumpled it a little, reaching for it. A folded paper crane. That's a little odd. I swear, I don't get you at all, but I'm sure there's a good story about it. A hobby of you and the person you're dating? I'll quiz you about it later. Come on, just move your butt. I'll be in the same boat as you are. We'll both be almost late. I'm not as smart as you, though, so I won't be able to get away with any grilling. So, since our station is on the far end of this floor, I have approximately 10 minutes to ask you why the cranes. Oh, who knew you were into Japanese folklore? So if I fold 1,000 of these paper cranes, I'd get a wish come true. What did you wish for? All right, I'll go first. Maybe you'll decide to tell me. I wish I always get the night shift. I know it's not popular, but I actually like the hospital at night when everyone's sleeping. Thank God I'm done with ER. Okay, now yours. No fair, I told you mine. I'll start guessing if you don't tell me your wish. You're already smart. You ace each test. You're always cheerful, and you're fucking gorgeous. What could you possibly want to wish for? A new car, world peace, a cure for cancer. All right, fine, I'll back off. If you don't want to tell me, it's okay. I bet it's something personal anyway. Huh? Oh. Folding 1,000 paper cranes can't just grant you any wish. Okay, got it. It's a wish to cure an illness and relieve pain. An illness? Who are you wishing it away for? Someone in the family. Wait, what? You said your wish on our date? What? I mean, I'm sorry if I forgot. I'm not exactly someone who remembers everything. Okay, first of all, our date was a long time ago. And second, I barely sleep, remember? I'm on the night shift. Okay, fine, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that was a sucky excuse. We're both on the night shift. In my defense, you didn't mention the crane thing whatsoever. I remember other details, your favorite pasta, and how you like your coffee. For some reason, I remember those. Besides, I only ever saw you do the cranes now. Come on, we're almost there. We're almost out of time. Our attending is waiting, and he literally cannot wait long, or he'll start smoking out his ass. Let's put a pin in that thought, okay? We'll talk about it later, after round. So, let's go. What are you doing outside, walking back and forth? Stop pacing. Just come in here. I know that talk was super awkward and I'm sorry, but just come on. I'm not going to bite you or anything. No one else is in the break room and it's a slow night. Wait. Don't talk. Let me speak. I went back to the cancer ward. You told me what the cranes mean. I'm sorry for being an insensitive ass. I couldn't stop thinking about it when I was doing my rounds. I did a little digging. One of the kids was up and told me, please don't get mad at them. I bribed them with puppy time with my dog. I'm sorry you had to go through that with your sister. Losing someone you love at such a young age. I'm so sorry. It never really registered to me how symbolic the cranes are to you. It's more than just a story, isn't it? It's hope. Looking forward to something positive while enduring. That's what the story is about. The hope that you get along the way is a boost to carry you forward. It's not always enough, but it's something. That thing you're doing for the kids in the cancer ward? Thank you. Hope is everything to those kids. Folding those cranes every day gives them something to look forward to with you. It's not always fair, and it sucks. You're doing so much for those children without even telling anyone. So, thank you. All right, my spiel is over. You can talk. I appreciate it. Thanks for forgiving me for being such a jerk over a deeply personal topic for you. I'll be better. By any chance, could you show me how to make a paper crane? To tell you the truth, I lost my mom to cancer too. I never told anyone here. I grew up in a small town. I wanted to leave all the pain there when I moved to med school. I want to help. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Maybe we can get to 1,000 cranes together. Okay. Oh, nice. Okay. Fold it right across the middle. And then make the valleys meet in the middle. Okay. What? Oh, wait. Something like this. Wait, why did yours end up looking like a diamond? Okay, wait. No, I got it. One more time. There. So I did end up making a diamond-like shape. Okay, this is the base, right? And then what do I need to do? Oh, okay. Oh, jeez. Fuck, how did I pass college? Don't laugh. I'm seriously questioning my capabilities. All right, I can do this. One of the kids can actually do it? Tell me who. Tell me who. Oh, fuck. I'm ashamed. Alright. Like this. And like this. I did it! Kind of. Ta-da! Oh, stop. I'm not cute. Ugh. That was hard, okay? Oh, Yours looks like an actual bird, and mine looks like, crumpled paper. Let me give it one more go. Okay. Okay. So you fold it crossways. Oh. And then you flip it. And you get the diamond shape. Oh, I see. Wait. Almost got it. Fold the pointy end up. And... oh, this looks like an actual paper crane. Stop laughing at me. You're an expert here. I'm just a humble little apprentice. Of course it'll take time. Those kids have more practice. Yeah, go easy on the newbie, okay? Hey, I don't think you're weird at all, you dork. Would you maybe want to? Huh? No, I don't think you're weird. What are you saying? No. Well, no. What do you mean? That's not the reason we didn't go out a second time. No. Not at all. Those things that you do, they don't make you weird at all. If taking cinnamon with your coffee makes you weird, then I should be weird too since I started doing it. Yes. If being a nice fucking person makes you weird, then it's a good thing. Okay, fine. I'll tell you why. I was about to ask you for a second date a week after our first. I thought it was the right timing. Oh, forgive me. You're the first person I've dated since I've moved here from med school. And geez, that was a long time ago. I was feeling a bit nervous. So I read a blog online that you should at least wait for a week to call back. I know, that was stupid. And then I overheard you in the break room. I heard you were back on Tinder and Bumble again, and I sort of got, I don't know, the impression that you didn't like me that much. Why are you getting defensive? I mean, that's a clear sign that you don't like someone, isn't it? I don't know. Like? Wait. I remember exactly what you said. One of our friends asked you what happened to our date, and you were like, no, she's just a friend. Yes, I remember. I know I said I forgot things, but I remember things that matter to me, okay? I just felt right then and there that you weren't interested, so I backed off. It seemed like you drew a line of what I am to you. Just friends. Anyway, no, don't say you're sorry. It's not your fault. It was break room talk. I shouldn't have taken it to heart and should have worked up the courage to ask you anyway, to hear it from you. But I guess I was too, I don't know, surprised and disappointed to ask. I'd rather not get rejected again. But then, that same week, after hearing you in the break room, you acted very familiar with me, always giving me the biggest smile when I walk in, winking and giving me all those finger guns, casually touching my shoulder when I make a joke, or looking at me and pouting. I've seen you interact with our co-residents, and I'm the only one you're like this with. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of assumed you were flirting with me. I guess I'm frustrated. I don't know where we stand. Do you like me or not? You continued being flirty weeks after the break room talk. So yeah, vague, ambiguous. I don't know how to act around you, so I just kept my distance. I thought I was doing okay for a while. Until the big, bad attending started asking why you're barely on time each day. They've caught wind of the whole date thing. They thought I had something to do with it. I didn't mean to be testy with you. I was just afraid. Even our attending knows. It got really awkward. I'm sorry if I was cold. If I had known that you were spending all your time with the kids in the cancer ward, I would gladly, gladly have covered for you. You really need to stop going off by yourself, you know. We're still friends. I've got your back. Always. Hey, we're having a nice time here. Folding paper cranes. It's all in the past now. We can talk about something else if you want. Oh, oops. I didn't mean to brush my hand there. I'm possibly weirder than you. Oh, was that a spark? Stop being so damn cute. Wait, was that on purpose? Did you put your hand near my thigh? See? Okay, now what am I supposed to do with that? Okay, so it seems like we're not dropping the topic. Cards on the table? I hate it when I heard you were on those dating apps again. I know I didn't have the right to feel that way, but I thought we were a thing, you know? Or at the very least, something. Or on our way to being something. I wanted to call you mine, but I can't really do that, can I? I am a little weird, I guess. Oh, sorry for reading into things without asking you. My feelings for you haven't changed. I still want to be yours. Really? You have no idea how many times I've held my phone wanting to text you. How many times I actually typed the message to ask you out only to delete it. I want to wake up to your texts every morning. I want to be yours even now, even more than ever. You're observant and absent-minded at the same time. You notice all the little things, but always forget about yourself. You're thoughtful, but you're never thinking of yourself. There. Say something, please. What are you doing? No, you're not supposed to just kiss me after all that. No. Oh. Stop. Oh. I guess I want it to be a bit more romantic. I'm not being cute. Oh. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Come over here. Yeah. Let's see who's being cute. Oh, I've wanted your arms around me for so long. Oh. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to brush up against your cock. Oh, but you're fucking hard. Wait, before this goes too far. I'm just as frustrated as you, but I need a straight answer. Do you care for me? And do you want to do this with me? on this little sofa in the break room. Yeah. Oh, fucking yes, I do too. Yeah, I like you a lot. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, pull my hair. Oh, look at you. Oh, so hungry. Oh, fuck. Oh, come here. Lie down, let me straddle you. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. I can't do this on this small-ass sofa. Come on, let's go to the conference room. Oh, there. Oh my god. Yes, you look so beautiful standing there. Biting your lip. Here. Take off your shirt. Yeah. And your pants. I want to watch. Make it slow. Just as slow and teasing as you. Yeah. But stop at your underwear so I can take them off. Oh, yeah, baby. there. Oh, god damn it. Oh, you fucking tease. Can I be rough with you? Yeah. Look at you. So excited you can only nod. Seems like you've been wanting me just as much as I've been wanting you. Come here. I'm gonna leave. Little bites. Oh. All on your neck. Oh. My collarbone. Oh. Oh. There. I need to taste you. Yeah, I can't wait. I want to taste your body. Oh, and look at your nipples. They're so very hard right now. No. I'm gonna leave them alone. I like to look at them. Oh, and how pretty they are. Oh, fucking how pretty you are. Oh. Okay, fine. I'll give them a small little pinch. Before licking down your tummy, down to your cock here. I'll pull your boxers off now. Okay, step out. Oh, look at this cock. You're so hard and you're so big. Oh, can I suck it? Yeah. Oh. It tastes so good. Oh, I'm gonna lick. Oh, just the tip. Oh, and under the ridge. Oh. Oh, let me grab your balls. Oh, and hold that shaft and work you. Yeah. Oh. Oh my god. You're so beautiful. Yeah. There. Why'd I stop? To make you wait? No. It's because I want you to feel me clench around your cock. I know you're getting close, and I want to feel you come inside me. One last lick. Okay, now kiss me. Oh, now help me scooch up onto this table here. Oh, help me up onto the conference room table. It's massive, and I've fantasized about doing this with you here. Let me pull up my skirt and pull down my panties. Oh, yeah. All right, baby. Now fold me. Fold me like one of those fucking paper cranes. I'm flexible. See how easily I can sling my legs onto your shoulders? Yes. Fold me. Oh. Oh, that's it. Ooh, push it in. Oh. I want to be all filled by you. Yeah. Oh. Fuck, you feel so good inside me. Oh. Faster now, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh. Look at me. Yeah. Let me look into your eyes. Oh, I want to get a good look at you. Oh, while you pushing me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, your eyes. They're so beautiful. Hold for me, please. I can feel your clothes. But I want you to feel me come around your cock. Oh, that's it. Ooh, rub my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel me clench so hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, come. I'm ready. Oh, come for me. Come on. Please come for me. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, you feel so good. You look so good. Your legs, they're tensing. They're shaking. Oh. No. Oh. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel you. I can feel you pulsing. Oh, and shooting your cum. Oh, it feels so good. That was a clear sign, I think, that we like each other a lot. Here. Kiss you. Is that for me? A crane? Are you saying you're giving me hope? No, come here. You're mine now. And I'm yours. We are definitely more than something simple. Come on. My place is 10 minutes from here. We can go shower really fast before our shift.